Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia City Council committee hearing on the Sixers Arena proposal is taking place this afternoon. Members are voting on a series of bills, and if they're approved, a final vote could take place as soon as next week. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Center City.
Today's session is a meeting of the Committee of the Whole that was postponed a few times last week. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says it was pushed back to today so that council members could have more time talking to Sixers officials about the concerns brought up during previous hearings and public comment sessions. Johnson described those talks as productive. What are the key sticking points? How much money the Sixers will be throwing into the Community Benefits Agreement, or CBA? Anti-arena activist Seth Anderson Oberman is the head of the group Reclaim Philadelphia.
We'll see where we get today with that number, but my guess is that there's still, you know, robust discussion happening within council about where this is going to settle.
The organization originally said $50 million. That's the figure still on the 76-place website. Recently, there's been talk it may be bumped up to $60 million, but the Inquirer is now reporting that Council President Johnson's office is considering $100 million, essentially an ultimatum. A larger number, but still a third of what some community groups have been pushing for. If the arena bills get out of committee, a final vote could happen as early as next Thursday. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A pedestrian was struck by a car and killed on I-95 last night. It happened shortly before 11 o'clock in the southbound lanes near the ramp from the Vine Street Expressway. Police haven't said what the person was doing on the highway. The road was closed for a little over 4 hours while police investigated. Jewish groups say the Penn Ridge School District's response to a swastika found outside the high school just isn't good enough. Instead of a teaching moment, they say the district was silent about it. KYW's Nigel Thompson reports.
School district officials hadn't mentioned the swastika found drawn in chalk outside Penn Ridge High School sometime at the end of November until a woman asked about it at the most recent school board meeting on December 2nd.
I was wondering if the school could share what the district's response has been to this incident, specifically if it's been reported to the police, and if there's a plan to communicate to the community about what happened and how it's being addressed.
The school's response came in an email from the principal a few days later on December 5th, telling the school community that, quote, a symbol of hate was found outside the school and police were investigating. It still has yet to publicly say it was a swastika. This lack of acknowledgement rubbed Marsha Bronstein from the American Jewish Committee the wrong way.
It's a meaning and a symbol of hate, and it needs to be taken seriously. You can't just dismiss it.
Instead, Bronstein said it should be a moment of learning for students.
At a time when anti-Semitism is at an all-time high, you have to look at what it means, and you have to teach about it.
The investigation is ongoing, and there's no word yet on any suspects. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
20 years after a bridge in Wissahickon Valley Park collapsed, a new one is now open. KYW Sheridan Howard reports.
It's a bridge connecting nature and the community.
Oh, I think it's terrific. It's a great replacement.
We're very excited.
It's the same year as our 100th anniversary. It's a great way to close off our celebrations.
The Friends of the Wissahickon, or FOW, joined the community in cutting the ribbon to their new bridge, the Lido Way, the $3.5 million Valley Green Restoration and Pedestrian Bridge. Ruffian Tittman, executive director of the organization.
This is a project nearly 20 years in the making. The trail collapsed 20 years ago. We built a small wooden footbridge that collapsed 10 years ago.
The project is a combination of environmental conservation and visitor accessibility, something Cheryl, who lives nearby, says is absolutely necessary.
I'm especially moved that it's ADA accessible and folks in wheelchairs can come out and see this.
The project also protects pedestrians and drivers while keeping sediment from going into the Wissahickon Creek, which provides drinking water for a third of Philadelphians. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.